Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, our Beamer family. This is Belinda Casper. I am a team manager here in Jacksonville, Florida, and I have the pleasure of being with Greg Peterson in California and Casey Conrad. Now, Casey, where are you? I don't even know what state to say you're in.
I am in the great state of Tennessee right now.
Good for you. Probably enjoying some snow.
It is actually snowing here, which is cool. It's shocking since I moved here to get away from it.
Yeah, well, you didn't go far enough south. Yeah, awesome. Well, we are all very, very excited because we are kicking off our brand new onboarding and reengaging blog talk, which is on Mondays, and we're going to focus on the blueprint for foundational success. So everybody ready to get started on that? So we want everybody to be ready to learn. This is, you know, get your pen and paper. You know, you're going to have a lot of great information, but what we want to make sure we have is we're getting your input too. So if you have any ideas to share about what we're talking about, please press 1 on your phone and we'll bring you on to talk about your idea to share. You want to make sure that you are engaging in all of these because we're going to just take the steps that we have for the blueprints from Foundation, and Greg's going to go over that with us. And we're going to just take them maybe one at a time or two at a time, or we're just going to let things flow. But you want to be able to participate each Monday, but also you can listen to the recordings. And that's at blogtalkradio.com/Beamer IBDS. And make sure you join our Quick Start Facebook group. We still have that group that we started last year, and we're just continuing to add to that. And that's Quick Start, that's Quick Space Start IBD Support Group. And you do need to answer 2 of the questions to make sure that you're legitimate, and that's your IBD number and if you attend an academy. But today's goal is for us to help everybody get started for the best possible start of 2022. So, Greg, I'm going to pass it over to you. Do you want to go ahead and outline what the videos are in the Blueprint for Success?
Most definitely. And I want to give a special thanks out to both Casey and Belinda here, because if not for you two, this wouldn't be happening. And I know Belinda and I, we were the voices of the Quick Start program, but it was because of Casey. It was Claudia Field, Nancy Pellegrini, Lisa Diamond. All of these folks put their heads together to get the Quick Start program, which was a big success. And then George came in and he was like, well, let's get this foundations, the blueprint for foundational success going. And so they did that for a month, and now we're working on merging both of them together. So it's going to be a combination of both principles. But the best thing about this is it's going to be the interaction of the field personnel coming in and sharing what their experiences have been or tools that they have developed. So this is going to be a much more interaction educational system to be able to bring to the field. So how do you do that? Well, all you need to do is press the number 1 phone, and that will bring you up in our queue, and then we'll be able to call upon you when we get to the discussion area. So what I want to go over is the 7 steps for the blueprint for foundational success. Now, where do we find this? First off, is going to be in your Beamer back office. And in your Beamer back office, on the far left-hand side, is going to be your e-learning. When you click on the e-learning, a drop-down menu occurs, and at the very bottom of it is the blueprint for foundational success. Now, I know when I learned how to read a book, it was first to scan over everything, just kind of read the chapters or the read the chapter headlines, the titles, and kind of get a foundation, an overview of what the book was going to consist of. Then you could dive into it and then start studying each chapter. So this is what I suggest for everybody, is go in to your Beamer back office and go into your e-learning. Go all the way down to the bottom of your e-learning to the Blueprint for Foundational Success. Click on that and start going over everything. Don't worry about trying to memorize anything or anything there. And there's a lot there. But start reviewing all the items, and then you can go back and get more in depth into it. But then you're going to be able to incorporate what we're going to be teaching you here in with that. So that way we're going to have a much better interaction and ideas, and it's only going to make it that much better because all our brains put together are much stronger than just one or two people. So with the steps, here is our 7 steps for the blueprint for foundational success. And number one is going to be building your contact list. Okay, that's number one, building that contact list. Number two is going to be learning how to set up appointments. So now you've got your list. Number two is setting up appointments. And then number three is going to be making presentations or demonstrating the Beamer. And then we're going to go into that. So C is this is starting to build. So one is build your contact list. Two is setting up appointments. Number three is making presentations or demonstrating the Beamer. Number four is going to be learning how to do follow-ups and providing the right information to your client. Number five is going to be getting involved in Fast Track and learning how to lead by example, because anybody that you bring on the team, they're going to follow what you're doing. Excuse me. And so in doing so, we always want to lead by example, and I tell my team I will never ask them to do anything that I have not done personally myself. Number six, celebrate and recognize the success, not only for yourself, you know, being able to pat yourself on the back, but celebrate with your team members too, because each and every level is an accomplishment, even just gathering a list of individuals to reach out to or making that first sale, but continually staying engaged with your people and celebrate those successes. And last but not least is creating a plan of action. How do we go forward from that point? So those are our 7 steps. And so what we're going to be going into is action plan ideas and discussions here. So I'm going to turn it back over to Casey and Belinda, and let's see what they can come up with for us.
Well, I wasn't sure whether it was going to Belinda or Casey, so, you know, there's no time like the present. I figured I would just pop in here and kind of explain to our audience why we chose to start today in step 7, you know, because it would, you'd think, well, wait a second, you know, it's step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. However, really step 7 is an encapsulation of steps 1 through 6, but getting your team members, getting your new distributors engaged in the process. And since we have had so many new people in the last, I know we had 3 academies this weekend that were chock-a-block full of new distributors, I thought it would probably be good for everybody listening to have us go through the process of creating an action plan. Now, even if you're a veteran listening to this, I always encourage people to, you know, if you didn't do these processes with your new people, you know, go back and revisit this with them. Say, hey, you know what? I am getting a new, refocus on my Beamer business in 2022. I want to touch bases with all of my team members, regardless of how engaged or unengaged they may have been in the past. And could you take a few minutes with me so that I can better understand where you are in your Beamer distributor journey? And then you move into, the process of setting up an action plan with them. And before we get into the details of what that means, Belinda, did you want to say anything, about this, the whole blueprint, or maybe something moving into the action plan?
Yeah, no, thanks, Casey. I have to agree. I think sometimes just that phone call of reaching out to people really makes such a difference. And, you know, what I usually do when I'm calling a distributor is, you know, obviously having the niceties of catching up and seeing how they're doing, how they're enjoying the Beamer. But now, you know, when we're looking at our existing distributors, we want to understand what do they want to get out of 2022 and their Beamer business. You know, sometimes that changes. They may have started in the conversation with you and said, hey, I don't want to be into sales. I just really want to have my distributorship so I can attend the academy and I can get the discounts. But then people start really having those experiences of Beamer, and then they start feeling that obligation to share. So it's always good to check in with people. So I think January is a perfect time. If you already have people on your team and you're an existing distributor, that you're reaching out and asking your distributors what they want to get out of this year and how do they want your support in the Beamer business. And then, you know, why don't you talk about how people are when it's a new distributor, because I know we have people that join these calls that are brand new too. What should they do?
Yeah, so I'll give a couple of 2 cents worth and pass it over to Greg, but I do want to also add on to what you said. The reality of the situation is that I've had somebody who came back to me recently who became a distributor 3 years ago who really has not done much at all. They've continued their distributorship, paying their annual $144 fee just because they love their Beamer and wanted that opportunity to be able to use it to buy, you know, either additional applicators or share with family members. But, you know, I had someone recently who called me and said, hey, you know what, I just, my job situation has changed with everything that's going on in the world, and I need to find a financial income from being able to, you know, work from my home and be flexible. So, you know, checking in with your people, even if you don't think that they, because they haven't done something in the past, you never know what might have changed in their life. So, but let's go back to get a brand new distributor, okay? There's a couple of things that you want to find out. First and foremost is why. Why did you want to become a Beamer distributor? And, of course, in our business, there's going to be a whole variety of reasons across a very broad spectrum. Everything from, well, I wanted to get the free go pack when they had the special last month, and I really didn't have any intention, to maybe, well, I wanted access to the education and information in the back office, or, you know, maybe they really do want to build a business. And if that's the case, you know, what is their intention right now? And letting them know that it's, hey, it's perfectly fine. Well, I tell people all the time, I got started and I told the person, don't ever talk to me about the business. So that can change and that's okay. So you want to give people permission to change you know, if something changes in their life or in their Beamer experience that they want to share. So why did they get into business? You need to understand that. And then specifically, what are their goals with the business? Do they want to just pay off their Beamer? Do they want a part-time consistent income? Do they want to eventually a full-time income? You know, getting a handle on that, but also following up with the very important question, tell me a little bit about how much time you plan on dedicating to this. And once you know that, you can then kind of circle back with them on their goal setting as it relates to reality. And don't get me wrong, I'm a firm believer in setting BHAGs, big, hairy, audacious goals. But the big, hairy, audacious goal has to be grounded in a reality of effort. So if somebody says to me, I can dedicate 2 hours a week to Beamer and I want to sell 10 Beamers in my first month, you know, unless they have some incredible Rolodex and friends that are extremely wealthy and will do whatever they say when they call them, which there are those people that exist, that's probably not a super realistic goal. So, what motivated you to become a distributor? You know, what are your goals with your Beamer distributor, distributorship, if you want to do, quote unquote, the business? And how much time are you willing to dedicate weekly to that cause? And that, for me, is the first baseline information that I want to find out so that I can then work with them realistically. So, Greg, I don't know about you, what you're doing with your new distributors during that action, creating an action plan phase.
Well, I tell you what, I'm actually taking notes, Casey, because it's amazing how we can get into other habits outside of what this basic plan is. And that's why I'm so excited that we are actually breaking everything down to the foundations again so that we can create a nice, simple action plan as such here to be able to present not only to our new distributors, but for our existing distributors too. And it really hit home where you mentioned about just sitting down and talking with the individuals, because it's so easy to have expectations of your new person. They may have said something, they're like, oh yeah, I know all these soccer teams and different things like that. And right away, you know, you got dollar signs popping up in your eyes going, oh my gosh, you're going to be able to make so many connections and we're going to get involved in all these different groups and different things there. But you need to find out, number one, what is the goal of your individual? Bottom line, then building that time frame, because everybody has different times that they are able to do things within their life, because they may have family, they may be taking care of a loved one, they might have multiple kids that they're running around all day. We do not know what their time schedule is. So setting down and really fine-tuning and personalizing the schedule that is going to work well with them. And like I tell all my people, bottom line, let's have fun. If you try to sit there and struggle through things, it becomes work. And who wants to go to work? Nobody. But if you say, listen, let's have some fun doing this, they're going to be much more encouraged to get involved and do things. So by adjusting their time schedule accordingly, working with them, you are now going to be able to develop a successful outline and plan that's going to work for them. And in the process, you're learning as well, because by learning other people's lifestyles, time frames, it might bring something to your table that might help you become a better distributor yourself also. So that's basically the things that I'm learning with my individuals on just getting them engaged. And that is listening to them, finding out what their goals are, and having respect for their time and for the obligations that they have in their life. And when they see that you're willing to work with them, not against them, it's going to be a much more successful team building process throughout the whole system that we want to share with them.
Absolutely. What about you, Belinda? Anything else that before I'll go into a checklist afterwards, but any other thoughts from your perspective?
The only thing that I found that is really helpful for people is when they are saying that a lot of people get really excited when they get started, and you know, we have those ups and we have those downs, and people are, you know, wanting to really spend a lot of time, and they make all these promises, and then one of the things that I found to be really successful is to ask them, what's going to stand in your way for you to meet these goals? What are some of the things that may stop you? And it could be family commitment or other types of commitments or other things. So I like to talk them through that so that we can have a game plan to address that. And that helps them be prepared to make sure that they're taking those actions that are stopping them, that may be stopping them from meeting those goals. So, you know, goal setting is a fabulous thing, and we all come into January and we start making those plans and so forth, but it's also a really good thing to just think about what causes you to not reach those goals so you can put strategies in place. But, you know, one of the things that I think is a really great action plan for people to put into their plan to kick off the year in the right way, that's the Fast Track program, and there's a new one starting. Casey, do you want to talk about what Fast Track is and why that's valuable?
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, that's step 5. And I'm just going to hold off on that just for a second, if you don't mind, because I want to kind of chronologically finish that action plan piece before we kind of finish up with Fast Track, which is perfect because the call, informational call, is tonight. But so you said something very important, Belinda, in that you want to find out what gets in the way of somebody. And those of you that have been to other trainings, you know that I'm a huge follower of the Eric Worre training method. And he not only talks about that, Belinda, but he says, ask the question, when you fall off the radar, and you will in your business, because there will be times when you have work commitments, family commitments, home commitments, discouragements, whatever the case may be, when you fall off, and you are not answering my phone calls or texts, how do you want me to handle that? What's going to motivate you? And it kind of reminds me of when we had our weight loss company. Those of you that know that I was in that business for many years, we used to have a process with new people. We had them write a letter to themselves at the time of their enrollment in the program, which is when they're most excited, just like a distributor. We had them write a letter to themselves of what they would say to themselves if they had fallen off the bandwagon, the wagon, so to speak. And what we would do is when they wouldn't return any of our phone calls for a couple of weeks, we'd photocopy that letter and mail it to them. So this is the same type of psychological process. Somebody knows what motivates them best. You know, do they want the kick in the pants? Do they want the pat on the back? Do they want the hug? Do they, you know, what do they want, the logic? So saying to them, how do you want me to behave when you are in a period of disengagement? What is the best strategy for me to follow? And then finally, and then we can move into Fast Track, finally going through your checklist with your brand new person. So you're going to either in that moment or later, if they don't have the time, right, you want to go through, have we gotten you signed up for an academy? Absolutely, first and foremost. The sooner someone gets into an academy, the better. Have you logged in and shown them how to get into their back office? Have you shown them the e-learning tab and the calendar and walked them through and said, based on your time availability, what might be the best use of your time with the learning compared to the doing? Because we all know It's about IPAs, income producing activities. So just, do you have that little checklist of, okay, now they're not going to remember it all, and that's fine. And most importantly, do you have a weekly schedule? Meaning, you're going to say, we are going to talk Thursday afternoons at 3 o'clock every week, or we're going to talk Tuesday and Thursday, or Monday and Wednesday, whatever that person wants. You know, obviously there are some people that want to run and don't want to talk to you. That's fine. But I don't find that to be the vast majority of people. I find most people need coaching. They want to have their questions answered, and they think they're going to be a pain in the ass if they call you too much. You want to let them know that they're not. That's why you're there, and you want to run with them. So anyway, before we talk about Fast Track, Greg or Belinda, did either one of you want to say anything to those items? And then we can talk about Fast Track and open up the lines.
Yeah, Casey, everything that you're saying is hitting home. And once again, I'm sitting here taking notes because it's very easy to have that initial engagement with your distributor when you're getting them signed up and getting them going. But then afterwards, it's like you don't want to be bothering them. You don't want to keep calling them. If you don't hear from them, you start to assume that they are thinking negative thoughts or different things like that, or you're bothering them. And it's just, it is so difficult. And it all comes down to communication. Bottom line, just communicate with the individual, and having that, once again, that foundation and a game plan and kind of like a little rule book between you and your distributor, and really being able to personalize. But by doing this, it really is polishing up your skills as a distributor to be able to work with brand new clients as well, because you are going to start to develop skills on how to listen to their needs instead of you trying to push a product on them that you know is going to change their life. You are now learning to listen to them and finding out what are the key things that attract them into it. And in doing so, it will just build on all the other skill sets required to build a successful business here within Beamer.
You know, and one of the things that I think is great is getting people into that academy. You mentioned that, Casey, but I think that's one of the very first steps we want to talk to people, and they need to understand the value of it. You know, people really understand what Beamer has to offer when they get into the academy. And I just want to do a little selfish plug, is I am teaching an academy this coming weekend, and we have openings. So if anybody hasn't, that's on the call, or any of the people on their team, we have a lot of openings for tonight, for this coming weekend. It's a Saturday and a Sunday, and it's focused on Central Time so that it can accommodate a lot of people. But if you haven't already signed up to the Academy, please do so. And you do that by going to the events tab in your back office, and you do an event search, and you can look up an Academy. And if this doesn't work, if this weekend doesn't work out for you, there are always many options. And just as a reminder, for those people who are in Canada, there is a separate Canadian academy versus the U.S. So you want to make sure you're paying attention to some of those details. So just want to put in a plug for academies, because I think that's one of the best ways to get people situated. And I think it's a great thing to talk to people when you're even existing distributors. Some of them haven't attended. So it's a great connection to have with people when you're kicking off this year.
You know,
or
Belinda,
attend again. You know, attend again.
Well, yeah,
it depends on the... Oh, sorry, Greg. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to bring up really quick, Belinda, can you explain also, because I want to be able to attend another academy, and then that will lead into, Casey, what you can share. But how does that work when a person goes into their events tab and they sign up for an academy? I have a lot of people go, well, then what? Am I going to receive an email? How do I know how to log in to the academy? What is the process that occurs once a person clicks on, I've now signed up for that academy?
Sure. It's really simple. It's you actually have the ability to download a ticket And the link for the call, because it's all online at this point. I know that we're looking to get live in 2022, but right now we are still on online. And so you'll get a link to the Zoom webinar on that ticket. So you can download that, or when you go into your back office, on the main dashboard, there's actual little tab that says show ticket. And so one of the things that is nice about these online tickets, and I think, Casey, you were about to say, it's perfectly fine to get reengaged and attend an academy again, because we are online and there are some people who are interested in getting a refresher and participating. So you could get those tickets that way, or you could reach out to the people who are teaching, because that's all of that information is there, and ask if you can participate as an auditor. So you can do it again. So I encourage people to attend multiple academies, because I think it's great, great value. And we do have updated information and so forth, but it is also just a great reinforcement to hear the testimonials and to get the science and understand the usage. I would encourage people to also attend.
One more thing, really quick. When a person attends an academy, Belinda, how is it then that the academy directors know that an individual has completed the academy? So that way, in the back office, their little red school cap turns green.
Well, we actually are red. Whenever somebody logs in, we are checking that against the registration list, and then we are doing an actual check-in, and that is how they're getting the credit for attendance. So it's nice and easy, but people do need to be there all day, the 2 full days, in order to get full credit. But we make it as easy as possible for them. And I know, Casey, you just had an academy this past weekend, and I heard that was a fantastic success.
We had a lot of fun. Daisy and I were the co-hosts, and Laurel and Bonnie, of course, did a fantastic job with all the back-end admin. And what I wanted to say was that every academy director group is slightly different. Some people, you know, there's X number of spots available. And, you know, they don't want more. They don't, you know, if they have, if they're filled up and the academy's quote-unquote sold out, yes, you say to yourself, well, it's online. But the reality is that juggling many people online has its challenges too. But, like, just reach out to the academy director if you want to attend again, even if there's no tickets available in your back office, simply because it's something that, like, for me, I'll let anybody come into my academy if they're a Beamer distributor, because they might want to just get that review. So just circle back with that person and let them know. What I do say is this: if you're going to audit, don't fill out a ticket and take a spot in that back office unless you absolutely know you're going to attend, because it is an administrative headache for those of us running the academies to have to deal with the no-shows. You know, so I just say, hey, if you're going to audit, if you've already been there, if you've got your checkbox, just, you know, contact the academy director, and they can, if they have the spots or they have the policy like I do, they can include you in to the email so you can get the links to get in. So let's finish up here and open up the lines, because I do want this to be interactive with the Fast Start. Fast Start is a fabulous program that is designed for any new or existing distributor that wants to put themselves in a position where they are, let's say, putting a little pressure on themselves to perform. Fast Track is a 5-week program where you are basically stepping up to the plate, raising your hand and saying, I want to commit to doing the income-producing activities that are going to result in my bringing more Beamers into people's lives. And so what happens is teams of 4 are created. So you would create a team of 4 distributors. Only one of those 4 can be a manager, because we're trying to level the playing field here. And
each week on Monday night at 8 o'clock, you log into BeamerMeetings.com for a training. And each week you submit how many appointments, presentations, or demos, either or, that you gave and how many sales you made. And there are points for each of those income-producing activities. And at the end of Fast Track, some prizes are awarded. It is a $50 fee to enter, and all of that money goes towards the administration and the prizes of that, because this is not something that corporate actually puts together. It's something that George organizes because he's such a believer in the Fast Track, and we're all such a believers in the Fast Track that we made it, of course, step number 5 of the Blueprint for Success, because it's a great way to not only engage your team, but to lead by example. Here's what we know. If you're introducing new people to the Beamer, you're making demonstrations, you're following up, you will eventually sell more Beamers. And so this is a wonderful opportunity. If you're not quite sure if it's something that you want to do, then join in tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, on BeamerMeetings.com. Get the lowdown, especially if you're new and you've never done one of these before. But it's fun. It's scoreboarding, and you put a little tiny bit of skin in the game to say, hey, I'm actually going to play at full speed. And I know Belinda and Greg, we all three have participated in a Fast Track before, and I can attest that even for those of us that are doing the business, you know, full time, when you're in a Fast Track, you're more productive.
Absolutely.
I'll hand it over to Greg.
No, I think that's great in how you presented that, Casey. And it is so true, because I'm such a type A personality, and I felt if I dedicate myself to Fast Track, I was nervous at first because I have such great expectations for myself. I was put in a lot of extra pressure. And what I actually found out was it was so much fun, because you start to reengage in the foundation, those basic principles on how to share the Beamer. You're working with others, and actually you meet and you make a lot of new friends in the process, because you get your team together and you start developing, and for a lot of people, nobody has ever experienced what an accountability partner is, someone that you can bounce ideas off of and someone that's going to go, hey, did you have an opportunity to reach out today to anybody? No, I haven't. I've been busy doing that. Well, here, you know what? Take 15 minutes, and do you have anybody on your call list ready to go? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Make those phone calls. Get back to me. I want to hear what you found out. And so it's just doing some simple things like that, and then all of a sudden they come back and they're going, oh, my God, this individual said they're actually interested in it, and I'm scheduling to get them on the Beamer tomorrow. So it's simple little things like that that engage you, and it creates positive reinforcement for skills now that you're learning. So it's a win-win all the way around.
Absolutely. It's a fabulous, fabulous win. And, you know, we are down to the last 5-6 minutes of the call, and I'd love to ask if there are some people that want to contribute some ideas of what they might have done in asking new engaging distributors or how to engage distributors. Would love to have people contribute as well, because, you know, the three of us have different experiences, and we love to share our stories. But please, if you're on the call, just hit number 1, and we'll bring you into the call, and you can share some of the ideas that you've had that engage people. And if you did Fast Track in the past, jump in and let us know what you think about it, because I'm doing a team. I have 3 people that want to be group leaders this year, and so we are making a team to focus on how to help them bring in new people so that they can reach that goal this year. And it is fun. I love the fact that it allows you to really create the behavior that you can have. We can't control the outcome, but we can control our behavior. And I'll tell you, when you're in Fast Track, you darn well are not going to miss doing the behaviors that are being measured, because you're not going to let any of your team members down. So it's great success. But I'd love to hear from our group. We have quite a few callers on the call. We'd love to hear how people think or how they've been able to engage some of their distributors.
Yeah, while we're waiting for...
And we don't have any callers?
I know. Can you both...
With these babies out.
I know. Well, here's another thing, too, that we can add while we're waiting for somebody to press the number one on your phone. All you need to do is press number one on your phone, and if you've experienced Fast Track, then we would love to hear your experiences of it. And there we go. We have got a caller. We've got 434-996. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, guys. This is Ann Postak calling from the beautiful Charlottesville, Virginia. What I'd like to mention to everybody is step out of your comfort zone. It's okay. I did that a couple of times. One was with Fast Track, and when it was really stepping out of my comfort zone, and I wasn't sure I was ready for it, all those kind of things. However, I formed friends in that group that are lifetime friends. We still meet. In fact, we're meeting at 7 o'clock every Wednesday morning, and we've been a tremendous help for each other. So I'm going to encourage everybody to, join the Fast Track. Just step out of your comfort zone and know that it will help. You will grow personally. You will grow with your business as well, but it does help, and don't be afraid of it. You know, think positive. Positive thoughts, right, Casey? So anyway, that's my two cents. And it does help. It's a great journey, and there's nothing negative about Fast Track. It's all good, and you learn from it. Set your expectations high. See where you want to go with it and walk towards it.
I love that. And, you know, you remind me of one of the quotes that I've always loved is, growth never happens in the comfort zone. So that is a great, great advice for people. Thank you for jumping in and sharing that with us.
You're quite welcome, and I look forward to the next Fast Track.
Great, great. Yes, I hope you're going to join tonight's call and be a part of it. Is there anybody else that has any words of wisdom before we wrap up today on how to engage a new distributor or how to really get started? Because we're all in that place of it's always exciting when you work with somebody new. Oh, we do have somebody else. We have area code 831-760, 831-760. You are now live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Sibylla from Monterey, California. And I full-heartedly, I can only say do Fast Track. I started out with the first one after the long break with Beamer when the class one, class two happened. And I felt so lonely because there was nothing happening around me. There was no team for me, no nothing. And Fast Track really gave me the feeling of, wow, there are people like me who want to learn. There are people like me who know nothing. And with every Fast Track, this one will be my fourth one, I just keep learning. And it's such a friendly environment, such a fun environment. And whatever team you are in, you are within Beamer friends. And you cannot be among better people. It's just so supportive. And from the first Fast Track, I still have one of my, I was made captain on my first one, which was crazy. But from that team, I have one of my best Beamer friends, and we just do every Fast Track together. It's like we are in an, even though it's a Fast Track team for the last whatever time it is, right? We are just a little
mini team. That's wonderful. You're absolutely right. 100%. You make some great lifelong friends, and they don't have to be on your team. But whenever you bring different people together on Fast Track. So good for you. Thank you for sharing that. I know we're in the we're in the final wrap up, and the blog talk will cut us off in about 26 seconds. So we're going to go ahead and do our final words of wisdom. So Casey, final words of wisdom for today.
Take action. Make a plan.
Okay. Greg?
I say just get out there and get outside of your comfort zone, and you're going to find out you're going to make growth and become a bigger and a better person overall, and you're going to change people's lives.
Awesome. And the quickest way to success is enriching others, and we are in such a great role to be able to help people with their health and the opportunity to have an income. And we get to make a lot of good friends along the way. So hope everybody has a great week and joins the Fast Track call tonight to learn more. It's blogtalkbeamermeetings.com at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So join us and learn what Fast Track is all about, and have a great week, and we get to have more fun next week, so please join us.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.